Release the fall now. Oh, the glory. You are.
Oh, yeah.
draw near to us as we seek you first. Add all things to us, 'cause life's greatest joy is found. Our hungry souls are fed. Our deepest longings are met where you
your hand. I just wanna be near your heart. Hebrews 13:20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because of your blood, Jesus, the power of your blood, Jesus, that we can be equipped to do your will. We can be equipped for every good thing that is pleasing to you. It all starts with you, it ends with you, Lord. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful for your blood, Jesus. You are so holy. You are so righteous. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We fall on your mercy, oh God. We are nothing without coming into connection with you. Nothing without surrendering our hearts into your hands, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for paying the price forever. You, Lord, that it is not by our works. It is not by our works, but it is your grace, oh God. And we fall on your mercy. We fall on your grace. And we thank you for the power of your blood, Jesus, that we can do nothing apart from you. We are so grateful, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Your name is beautiful. Your name is powerful. We fall on your mercy, O God. And we worship you in spirit and in truth. Hidden glory in creation.
now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. It's the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Oh, my sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is.
What a wonderful name it is.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Heavens are roaring with the praise of God.
a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name.
You have no rival. You have no equal. wonderful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
All hail, King Jesus. All hail. Descended from your throne into the world, the Son of God was born in my grave. You bore the cross, despised the shame, clothed in sin, your robe was stained, and by your blood, now I am free, now I am saved. For Jesus paid the highest price, the Lamb of God was crucified. Oh, and you deserve my love, and you deserve my life. For Jesus paid the highest price. Prince of Heaven, Prince of Heaven, King of all, you descended from your throne into the world. The Son of God was born in my highest price. Jesus, Jesus paid the highest price. Oh, the Lamb of God was crucified. Oh, you deserve my love, you deserve my life. For Jesus paid the highest. All of heaven.
its breath and creation mourned your death. But then Jesus rose, and that in him, oh, I am alive. All of heaven,
in all of heaven, held its breath,
in all creation,
mourned your death.
Paid it all, Jesus.
my Jesus paid the highest price. The Lamb of God was crucified. Oh, and you deserve my love. You deserve.
Tonight we're here, yes, Lord, and we get to honor Jesus and the sacrifice he paid for us through taking communion together, and several of us just got back from Ghana, West Africa, which there's a little bit of a temperature difference, so we're the ones in coats and gloves and stuff, but I was thinking about doing, leading communion tonight, and as we've been singing, just remembering one of the last times we took communion together, I believe there are three nations represented, and just the power of the act of taking communion to remember what Jesus did for us with the bread signifying his dying on the cross for us, his body being broken for us, and the juice, his represents his blood that he shed on the cross for us, and how when we come together and come under the banner of the blood of Jesus, recognizing that it's his sacrifice for us that brings unity, brings us all together under the banner of Jesus, because he's the one, the only one who is able to save us, the only one. We're all around the world under that banner of Jesus, and we're going to share more on Sunday about the trip, but I got the privilege of speaking at a village church, ministering there, and just, you know, looking at rows of people staring back at me, and how our lives are completely different from those who live in this village. You know, here I am coming in, God, what are you saying and doing? And just got to share with them from Ephesians 3, among other things. But Ephesians 3 says, may we be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. And I was just talking about how the love of God surpasses our knowledge. You know, it's beyond what we can understand, but it's for us and it's for them. And just that realization, even as I was speaking to them, of how the blood of Jesus is for all people everywhere, the same for them as for me. You know, he bought us and he loves us all in the same way, even though our lives, you know, couldn't be more different, but how the blood of Jesus is for every person in every place. And as we come together tonight and just celebrate that he is the King of all kings, that he is the Lord of hosts that we've been singing to, he's the one that gave his life for us, so our, you know, our life is returned to his. Just celebrating that, celebrating his blood that's more than enough for every person in every circumstance. And as we we do this, you know, as believers in Jesus together, and it's something that when you've given your life fully to Jesus and stepped into that faith life with Him, of believing that that it's because of His sacrifice on the cross for us that our sins are forgiven, that we can come into relationship with Him and walk that out. That's what this is for. So if you're still on that journey, if you're still seeking that out, then it's fine to just to watch. But if for those of us who have given the Lord our lives, we just want to enter in tonight and say thank you, Jesus, for your blood that is for us, Lord, and it is also for every person, Father, that your love extends, Father. The height and breadth and width and depth of it, Lord God, is so far beyond our comprehension, Lord, that you could love each individual, Father, with that kind of love, Lord. Each individual, Father, that your sacrifice, Father, was for them because you have created them, Lord. You love them, Father. You love all of us, Lord, with a love that's too deep for words, Father. So we just celebrate you tonight, Father. We come under the banner, Father, of your blood, Father, and your sacrifice for us and your lordship over us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we come underneath you tonight, Father, and we say, yes, Lord, here's my life. Thank you, Lord.
Spirit like water to
Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 26. Let this resonate in your hearts tonight and during this Thanksgiving week. Because I believe that the Lord is going to do something. I'm convinced the Lord is taking us to another place, another level, another dimension now. And this week being Thanksgiving week, with what God is planning, I believe is going to bear much fruit individually in our individual lives and our family life, in our ministry life. So the word reads in 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 26. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 26. I'm firmly persuaded, I'm fully convinced that as we step out this week, more than any other Thanksgiving week, more than any time in our life, that we are going to see new and amazing things based on the Word of God and where we are in the Spirit with the Lord. I absolutely believe that there will be people saved, healed, set free in your midst, in your families, in the grocery stores, at the gas stations, wherever we are, that wouldn't have seemed so easy before at all. But I absolutely know it to be true, and I know that we're going to hear testimonies of it. And I'm encouraging you, I'm really exhorting you strongly, faithfully to the word the Lord's given me, to step out to those who perhaps have been resistant. Maybe they live far away. Maybe they haven't been right in your circle of thinking for a while. Maybe it's a distant pain. Maybe it's an agonizing feeling. There's something that God's going to do, and I believe it's going to multiply. He was speaking to me about that the whole time in Ghana and coming back and tonight. So as we take this mighty worship to the Lord, bearing his name, that when we step out and we speak and proclaim the name Jesus, you know the power in the name of Jesus. We've heard it tonight. We've sung it tonight. And I really believe the Lord is saying, if you will testify of me, my name, watch what I do. Absolutely. Everywhere we went, I'll speak for me personally and share some of this on Sunday. But for me personally, one of the greatest highlights was going into the streets of Sala late at night and going into a very dark place, marketplace, bus stop type of place, and then taking off down a side street that I knew was kind of dangerous, but I had no fear. And I had one interpreter with me, his name was Gideon, and we just kept walking, and people were coming, riding bikes or whatever here, and there was rather desolate, exhorting us to leave. Even Gideon said, should we go back? But my spirit was so strong because I knew that God was saying, stay where you are. I am your safety. I am your protection. So that's what we did. And as we stepped out, I stepped out myself, speaking for myself, and just spoke Jesus. There was fire in my voice, in my eyes, and in my heart. And every person that we spoke to responded. Every person. And they just kept coming over one at a time. The Lord used one person to start unlocking his little shack place where he was going to prepare for the next morning. And then people who were standing around, young ones, they would come up because I was speaking Jesus. I wasn't saying, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You going to the market tomorrow? Nothing like that at all. It was pure Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you who he is. Let me tell you what he's done. And let me tell you what he's feeling and thinking right now. And the eyes would be big and they would just look. It was though they were completely captured. And those who were kind of jacking around, you know, with their buddies, they stopped and they came over. And there was this authority in my voice that was just very strong and penetrating. And it was one, then it was two. And again, it's late at night. So it ended up being 13 people, like a little church plant, coming around. Several different calls for salvation. And then when one group was saved, another one would ride his bike up, and two more. And they got born again because they watched. There was a triggering domino effect. We may not be in Ghana tonight. That was yesterday. But I'm telling you, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here tonight. And if you ask God and proclaim in your heart to him, Lord, I'll be faithful to the still small prompting. It's not like a great big megaphone saying, go witness to blah, blah. No, it's going to be a desire. It's going to be a prompting. Every Muslim that we talked to gave their life to Jesus or was close to it. And we'll give it tonight or tomorrow, you know, but virtually as the team did this individually, that's what we saw. It was really big. So I'm just exhorting you tonight. I felt impressed over here. Didn't want to break in at the wrong time. But I want to pray for the boldness and courage to do what normally would be uncomfortable in America. From the name of Jesus. Starting with the name of Jesus. Doesn't mean you can't say, hi, how you doing, what's up? Just telling you, when you zero in, it's so, the name of Jesus is so strong. Even in New York, going into the bathroom, seeing somebody just so forlorn who cleans up the Johns in there. And so it's like talking to that lady. Let me tell you about Jesus. Eyes would be light and big. Jesus came from heaven. Jesus loves you. Jesus has a plan for your life. I'm telling you, there's such an anointing here tonight. And God is saying, if you grab on to what I'm releasing, you will see the fruit of your labors. People will respond. There will be offenses and walls that come down. Things will change. There will be apologies that are given. There will be offenses that come down. There'll be fruit that comes from it as you take this challenge. I really know it inside. I believe it. That's my heart. And God is paving the way for this to be released here. So let's take this powerful worship to our King Jesus, who's padding around as a roaring lion, and do this. Take the time and do it. Okay? And if someone says, you know, hey, really, I'm really sorry, forgive me. You don't need to say, well, I did that a long time ago, so it'll be okay. Come on. Great, I hope we did. But the thing is, meet someone where they are and build them up if anyone says something like that. I've done that myself, so I know it's better to say, hey, I love you. I love you. Let me tell you how great you are in Jesus. Go after and help that person rise. There are going to be changes, and it's going to be in our families, and it's going to be also in the highways and byways. After I finished that time, I had to go back to the bus stop area, and I was honestly pretty upset inside and pretty grieved because I felt like the Lord was saying, go with the rest and go back to the base, because there's some things that have to happen there with some people who were leaving, Ivorian people who were leaving at 5 in the morning. I needed to be there. But honestly, I wanted to stay there because I saw a busload of people packed like sardines. And I had the fire inside to just go and get on that bus and start preaching Jesus. And it was hard. And I think about that. And I prayed and put them in God's hands. But that's how I was feeling. You think, well, that's a mission trip. No. It's not a mission trip. It's a place in the spirit that we can go to even here if we set our hearts on fire like that. Honestly, I just saw incredible things this time that God wants us to see here. Anything that happened there can happen here, wherever we are. But approach this differently. Different from before. Different from before. It's with this fire for the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you for this Thanksgiving. As we thank you tonight, Lord God, and we speak you. We speak the desire of the nations everywhere we go. And, Father, with the tender hearts that you give us to love you so much, that will come through. And people will be amazed. People will be surprised. So, Father, we just release the boldness and the courage, the same boldness to sing out as strongly as we've sung out tonight, the same courage to do what might seem or come easier when we're here in a safe building. But when we go out, Lord, we need your strength. We need your courage. Where there's been judgment, especially against family members, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, that any kind of religious junk inside of any of us in any way would fall off this Thanksgiving season, and that we would go after the purity and the holiness of your heart wherever we are with whomever we're with. Let it be, Lord God, that we'd go lower and lower and lower to see your name lifted up higher. And this Thanksgiving, Lord, would be a time of something new and penetrating, that we'll have a testimony when we come to church on Sunday. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, beloved. So let's testify of Jesus and watch God work and drop the chains in other people and even in ourselves. In Jesus' name, be blessed with this beautiful worship and this exhortation to take a step. We can only go up from this moment wherever we are. If we have to go to the store tonight, if we have to deal with our kids tomorrow, or whatever it would be, let it be something new, something fresh, something different. That we'll have a yes in our heart before we have a no. We have a yes, a yes, a yes. And God's going to give us, he's going to give us opportunities to affect the impossible. In Jesus' name, I believe it. So many hurting people, so many hurting families. Take a step. Proclaim Jesus. And as Jesus comes out through our eyes and our voices and our ways, we might be met with a little resistance, maybe a lot, but it's okay because we do this for Jesus. It's not pushy. It's assertive in the spirit. There's a difference. Yeah. Be blessed tonight. I'm so glad to see everybody. Got home this morning, was met with this beautiful family and ability to go out to eat and then go home to rest and come back tonight to be together. And it's just been a great day. So God bless you all. And we'll have a great Thanksgiving and we'll see you Sunday. Amen. Go get him saved, healed, and delivered. It's worth it. We can't lose. Amen. See you Sunday. And Pastor Jose comes back Friday. So he'll be here over the weekend, and then he leaves on Monday.